Johnny and Tony, my uncles, were crazy and often delighted in causing me pain. And so, in October, when autumn was hazy and dark clouds were looming and threatening rain, I took me some cover inside a small cabin out back of my grandparents' home on the farm and started to read about Halloween madmen and library stories, which cost me alarm. I read of the Ripper and Charlie the Zipper and Alice the Ogre, who may be tame. The Wolfman was charming, but often alarming. And Bela Lugosi of Dracula fame would leap from the pages and blood-seeking rages. While Frankenstein stumbled on lakes that looked lame, but I, lost in terror, made one fatal error, forgetting how Johnny and Tony played games. So there I was, reading of zombies retreating from crosses and garlic and things of that kind, when Tony did slowly slip under my window and hidden Johnny was hoisting himself up a ladder to give him a boost to the cabin rooftop, and I, in my reverie, suddenly noticed a face at my window that made my heart stop. "It's only you, Tony," I said, feeling lonely, and then asked him why he had scared me so much. "I came here to tell you, there's something you must do, for this is the eve of great monsters and such. So this you must know now, one Halloween evening, just 4 or 5 autumns gone by, in this very cabin, a young boy fatally dead did he die. But this is not all the bad news of this story, for not only dead did he die, but also his body was stuffed in the attic, and here in this attic his body did stay. And generally harmless, for as you have noticed, there's no one of us who fear to go in, except I should mention, on Halloween evening, when he in the attic does look for a twin or someone to share in his lonely cold attic, alone in that attic these 4 or 5 years, that I, at that moment, heard scratches above me and started to worry my greatest fears. From where I was standing, the door was just inches, but it seemed to take me an hour or so to reach for the doorknob and find it was bolted. So straight through the window I proceeded to go, all running in terror and screaming for mother and wondering maybe it all could be true. For Johnny and Tony, my uncles, were crazy. And who is to say?